Hi, I'm Felicia Jackson. I'm here today at All Energy, and I'm lucky enough to be joined by Katie Davis, who's a PhD researcher at the University of Strathclyde. The reason I'm really excited to talk to Katie is she has taken a really fascinating approach to understanding how we might look at policy change and how that can drive change within different sectors like transport. So Katie, can you explain your research?
Yeah, sure. So I guess the kind of underpinning theme is obviously the net zero goals that we have. So in Scotland, it's the legally binding target to reach net zero by 2045. But there's also the target to reduce emissions by 75% by 2030 compared to 1990 levels.
Which is a lot.
Really ambitious. And transport is the biggest emitting sector in Scotland. So that obviously poses a very significant barrier to achievement of those targets. So in response to that, we do have the ban on the sale of new petrol and diesel cars coming into force
countrywide.
By 2030, UK-wide. That's across the UK. And obviously that will hopefully drive that shift away from petrol and diesel cars and towards electric vehicles, EVs. But that actually won't be enough to meet our emissions targets. So in Scotland, the Scottish Government have a new target to reduce the car kilometres driven by 20% by 2030. So that's hopefully going to drive that modal shift away from individual car usage and towards public transport and active travel, so walking, wheeling, cycling. But I think that does raise the question of what will be the wider impacts of these kind of policy approaches. Another kind of policy framework is looking at having an equitably accessible public EV charging network that would support people to engage in active travel and public transport. So that will have major implications for our power networks and people as well. So
when you're talking about the people as well, that also brings in things like some of the 15-minute cities ideas and how you structure things differently so that people are making choices that are more beneficial either to their health or to lowering emissions.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And the idea of people actually need to travel less if they're able to access all the things kind of on their doorstep, if you like.
So we've talked about this idea that any change that happens in any sector changes things in other sectors. What I'm really interested in is what's the approach you're taking to your research? Because as I understand it, it's about using the systems approach, which at SG Voice is one of the things we're really excited about. So what are you actually doing?
Yeah, so I'm looking at combining a couple of methods, actually. So one of them is system dynamics. So it's quite a visual and holistic method. You kind of just have all your key variables in the problem kind of laid out almost in like a big messy map, and you kind of connect them with all the different equations. It's a technique that's mainly used in management science, actually, but it's really good for capturing dynamic, non-linear relationships. But I guess maybe a slight weakness in that method is that it's not so good at capturing uncertainty.
And uncertainty is exactly what we're dealing with.
Exactly, yeah, in terms of like the real world people, so uncertain, and policy as well, of course. So the other method I'm kind of hoping to try and bring in and integrate into that system dynamics method is Bayesian networks. So Bayesian networks is a probabilistic method, so its output is a probability that something will happen or not happen. So that's where I'm kind of trying to capture kind of the likelihood of impact and things happening and integrate that into your system dynamics to give maybe a more concrete outlook on wider impact of policy or how certain things could be achieved.
So that this approach, sort of when you completed it, it's not just going to allow us to understand how these different things will play out in transport, but could potentially be a tool for policymakers to actually look at the implications of policy and policy making in a different way.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that's kind of what I'd love the end goal to be. I'd love to kind of have almost a methodological framework for someone going, if I pull this lever, what then happens 10 years down the line.
That would be absolutely incredible, because I think one of the things that is very challenging is everyone's constantly talking about how policy's not joined up, and we've got transport policy and energy policy, or we've got the just transition, or we've got net zero, and all of these things are sort of interconnected and changes in one affect another. But we don't really have a way of saying, if we do this, then this. We have things that where we say, if it's business as usual, or here's a scenario.
Yeah.
But what you're talking about is actually providing a framework that says, we know that if you do this, this is the most likely outcome.
Yeah, exactly.
That would just be such an incredibly useful tool in a world where we are trying to keep everything joined up, but things are designed to be different.
Yeah. Exactly.
Fantastic. So how long have you been working on this, and how long do you think it'll be before you're finished? I know the question is a bit like, how long is a piece of string?
Yeah, well, so I started my PhD a year and a half ago, and I have 3 years of funding, so I've got a year and a half to go. So, I mean, ideally, magic wand scenario, I would kind of be in the position a year and a half from now where I would have some kind of more solid outputs, but, I mean, that's the kind of question every PhD is.
No, that's a fair point. Yeah. I think it's just that I'd really like a tool set like that. That kind of methodology would be incredibly useful for understanding the way the world is changing and the way it's working. So if I can do anything to help, do let me know.
That would be amazing.
Otherwise, I'm just going to say thank you so much for joining
us. Thank
you. It's really fantastic to have all these different approaches, because sometimes we spend so much time talking about business decisions that we don't take the time to go, what's going on underneath
the
hood? The policies and the frameworks. Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hope to speak to you soon. That's us from All Energy.